Danny Gallagher here, production engineer for the Knights Around the Table radio show and podcast. If you are listening to this show on the radio, please continue listening, and at the end, I'll tell you how to get a free gift card to thank you for listening. Here's our show.
Welcome to Knights Around the Table, a show where the Knights of Columbus, Fulton J. Sheen, Council 7612, sit around the WSJF studio conference table and discuss their involvement and contributions to the St. Joseph community and the areas around Sykesville and Eldersburg.
Here's the host of the show, Josh Beck.
Greetings, Greater Sykesville area. We are the Knights Around the Table. I am Josh Beck, not Grand Knight, and I am joined today by
Rob Somerville, your Grand Knight,
and Eric Klaser.
We are members of the Knights of Columbus, Fulton J. Sheen, Council 7612. We're here to remind the community about who we are and let you know where you can find us and support our efforts. Let's start with the Lord's Prayer. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.
As always, we first want to shout out to all of those who came out and support our most recent events. Rob, what can you tell us about Oktoberfest? That just happened.
That was well attended. A big shout out to everybody that helped. We got sandwiched in between a wedding and faith formation, so we needed to set that room up and break it down and reset it and have the event all in the same day. Big shout out to Greg Oren, Deputy Grand Knight, who took the lead on that event. Very well attended. Handful of people, including myself, dressed in costume. So it was a good time. The band was good. Food was really good. We got compliments on that, and the Knights proved that we know what we're doing with the kitchen. So, again. So if you missed it, look for it again next year. Hopefully we'll do it again. And
I don't know.
October.
I saw the pictures. You say costume. I thought it just looked like you were official.
Yeah. Well, there were some authentic costumes there. So
I almost call it a uniform. It looks
so
official.
The deacons and priests there, they were there in their costumes. regular attire, but it was a good time. It was a really good time.
Well, excellent. We are always happy to have everyone out to enjoy the socials that we put on. So,
and just a reminder, that's, you know, a lot of those, including this one, is a fundraiser, and that money helps us, you know, extend our reach out to the charities and things that we do. So that's a big reason for those.
So not only are you having a good time, you get to come and support a good cause while you do it. It's the magic of the Knights of the Columbus.
Yep.
happening right now, Eric, it's still football season.
Yeah, you want to rip down those first? We can. we've got literally a home stretch. We've got 5 games in under 30 days, which doesn't sound too bad, but it sounds bad. It's causing me some sleepless nights, that's for sure. We go from Sunday in November, so Sunday the 23rd with the Jets, to Thanksgiving evening on the 27th with the Bengals. And then in December, we have December 7th with the Steelers. Then we get the Army-Navy game, which is really nice to have at M&T Bank Stadium. That's on the 13th. And then our last game of the season, especially if things keep going the way they're going. I still see on all the little prediction videos that people think the Ravens are just going to come back, and I don't know. We'll see. So anyway, last game of the season, December 21st against the Patriots. So it's about 5 games in 30 days. It's never too late to join the action. So if you wanted to come out and help us out or help your local organization out, I can always get you signed up. So that's not a problem.
And you never know. You showing up might turn the team around. Miracles happen.
Well, we do have the best concessions on club level, that's for darn sure. there's no question we do, all right. So, Grand Knight, Mr. Grand Knight, with 5 games in 30 days, I wanted to just quickly toss out some incentive ideas. Maybe we can do it right here on the radio. Like, something big, like everybody who shows up all 5 games, depending on how many games they show up, they get a ticket thrown in a hat. What kind of prize can we do, Grand Knight?
Ticket for what?
That's what I'm saying. What kind of prize can the Grand Knight buy for us that we can do?
Well, I liked it. I liked what you did recently with the Ravens sweatshirt.
I did that. So we did some merch. I've got merch. I've got merch coming up for every game. I've got some t-shirts. I even have a bobblehead.
What about a jersey?
A jersey.
That's a biggie.
Something a little more oomph.
Jersey. We could do a jersey, like a real jersey.
Like a real jersey.
We could do that. We could do that.
Instead of a sweatshirt.
All right. I didn't know if we wanted to go outside, do like a TV. We could do like a big screen TV.
I'm not going that far.
You can get a 13-inch box TV.
This is when you sneak. You do the end around and you go to the fine hands guys. And then you go to the Grand Knight and say, look what we figured out. How's that plan? So anyway, these five games, we've got the Jets, the Bengals, the Steelers, the Army-Navy game, and the Patriots. Any of those games, if you wanted to help out, you can help out and support the Knights. You can help out and support your local organizations like the Catholic Daughters or the Sheens. They participate as well, and as the Filipino-Americans of Carroll County support us as well locally. So if you wanted to come out and support, and the Boy Scouts have sent some people to help out. So if you wanted to come out and help out in any of those capacities, you can just email our Grand Knight and let them know. That one's the 7612kfc@gmail.com.
Yes.
So shoot him an email and just say, my name is, and I'd like to come to even one game. Even one game would help me out unbelievably and would help yourself out as well. Thanks.
All right, Eric, thank you for that. Rob, back over to you. What can you tell us about what the Knights have going on outside of football?
Outside of football. So there's always our weekly Rosary for World Peace. It's on Tuesday nights, 7:30 in the Adoration Chapel. Been doing it since 9/11, and I think there's about 1,300 of them in a row. So if you've never prayed the Rosary in Numbers, it's a powerful prayer. Come out and do it. Related to that, starting at Advent on Mondays, after reconciliation, the church is adding another rosary, and the Knights are being asked to lead that. So look for that. I'm not sure. I can't remember the exact time on that. I want to say 5 or 5:30, but more to come on that. So that will give you three opportunities to say the rosary with members of the parish during the week, because there's also a rosary for life Monday evenings. Outside of that, we've got a bunch of other events coming up. We have the Knights are helping with burgers and dogs for the Faith Formation Group and the Chaminade. That's Sunday, November 16th. We have another membership drive coming up, looking for drinks and pizza. That's November 21st. And so if you're not a Knight and you want to join the Knights, that's a good night to come out and learn about us and maybe sign up. We're not doing a social in November because of Thanksgiving. So if you're looking for something there, that's why there's not. Let's see what else we got going. The Sheens have their Christmas tree lighting. That's scheduled for December 6th. And we have another family movie night and spaghetti dinner December 13th. And tentatively, we have a Christmas party, a Knights of Columbus Christmas party, which we've done in the past. There's a bunch of folks wanting to do it, so we're going to try to do it. That's scheduled for December 17th. That'll be essentially the December social. And I think that's it.
Very cool.
So there's one more thing that I want to kind of mention way in advance, just to put a bug in people's ear. The Knights, in conjunction with the church, are going to do something really cool and special Saturday, the 14th of February, which is Valentine's Day. We're going to turn this place into a comedy club. And we have a professional comedian, A-B-list comedian, booked. So look for more information to come out on that. Just putting a bug in people's ear. I'm not letting the cat out of the bag on who it is, though, so I'll have to wait and see.
More
to come.
Very, very cool.
That's all I have for you guys.
what a tease to end with. And now we have to wait, quarter of the year until we can find out what that is? Now's a good time to remind you that you can find all of these things that we've talked about on the Knights of Columbus Google Calendar. If you're familiar with how to use Google Calendars, you can send a message to 7612kfc@gmail.com and get added to the calendar. Then the events will show up directly on your Google Calendar. They'll also be updated in real time. It's pretty cool. Check it out. Before we move on, just want to quickly run around and remind you who you're here with. I am Josh Beck.
Rob Somerville.
And Eric Klaser.
So I found a recent article that I wanted to just kind of share a little bit about. You may very well have seen this pop up in the news, but a recent excavation in Turkey, the country, found what they believe might be 1,300-year-old communion loaves. They were digging out in a part of Turkey that it was known more for its farming, kind of outside of the civilized areas, if you will. And they found five small round loaves that they believe were intended for the Eucharist. Now, these loaves were made of barley. They're dating roughly, they haven't finished the dating, but they're dated roughly from the 6th to 8th century. And they were exceptionally well preserved thanks to carbonization and an oxygen-free environment. Not exactly sure how that happens, but hey. One of the loaves depicts the figure of Jesus Christ accompanied by the Greek inscription, "With our gratitude to the blessed Jesus." Others feature reliefs in the shape of a Greek cross. Now, one of the neatest things about this is that the archaeologists and the officials who have been talking about this and who have found this said that because of the location of these loaves, because of where they were found, and because they were away from some of the major civilized areas, especially from back in the 6th to 8th centuries, the figure depicted corresponds to Jesus the sower, as in sowing of seeds, or Jesus the farmer. And those are depictions that you don't necessarily see quite as often because they were more tied to the rural agrarian areas. So one of those neat things that not only goes back and ties us to church in the ancient times, but reminds us that people have had different devotions to the Lord. They have seen him in different lights and they have called on him for all of their different vocations, whether that be, you know, in the city or in the country. Pretty cool little find. I encourage you to look it up. They don't look very appetizing. Nothing that I would want to partake in, but definitely some cool history right there.
Very cool.
Well, that's all we have for tonight. So as a reminder, you can always keep up with the Knights of Columbus at our website, kofc7612.org. Details about all of our events and contact information can be found there. So if you have any questions about what you're hearing, please go check it out. Also, if you're interested in becoming a fellow knight, send an email to 7612kfc@gmail.com. Our goal is to have every Catholic man in the community become a member, so we'd love to have you. Thank you for listening in today. Let's close with a Hail Mary.
In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I'm Josh Beck, and I have been here with
Rob Somerville
and Eric Klaser.
And we are the Knights Around the Table. Thank you for listening, and we look forward to seeing you out and about this month. Vivat Jesus.
Danny Gallagher here, production engineer for Knights Around the Table radio show and podcast. If you're listening to this show on the radio, you can get a free gift card by sending an email with your contact information to wsjf@stjoseph.cc or call our studio phone line at 443-920-9125. Send us an email at wsjf@stjoseph.cc or call our studio at 443-920-9125. Leave your contact information and we'll send you a free gift card to thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening to this edition of Knights Around the Table. We look forward to the next conversation about who the Knights are and what they're up to. Thanks to WSJF for broadcasting the show and Molly Klaser for her tireless engineering support. We'll see you next time.